It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Our special guest next week on the podcast, Vance Joy, will be joining us for an exclusive live-to-digital performance, answering your questions. He'll be bringing that tiny guitar of his and that beautiful head of hair. Just try not to drown in the melting panties, would ya? I'm Lane Mitchell. This is the 298th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show Weekly Podcast, a collection of highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029. Thanks for downloading. If you enjoy the podcast, find me on Facebook and Twitter.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You know, people are still talking about this. Kanye West doing the Kanye-est thing ever during his performance at the closing ceremony of the Pan Am Games in Toronto. Yeah, apparently Kanye West mic kept cutting out, and, Yeezy had himself a little temper tantrum, threw the mic up in the air, and walked off stage just 13 minutes into the performance. And according to a new survey, gossiping about colleagues and being distracted during meetings are the two biggest breaches of workplace etiquette. So not going number two with the door open.
I told you, Garner! I told you!
And hey, a Tampa Bay Starbucks location has lifted its lifetime ban against a man who harassed customers who parked in its handicap stalls without placards. The man refers to himself as Rob Starbucks Wake Up and Smell the Coffee Rowan. What's the best way to handle that? Tattling isn't translating into tickets, and our society has made it abundantly clear that we have no shame about anything. And hey, armed agents and even a police helicopter were deployed to take down an armed man in the UK. When they arrived, they learned it wasn't rifles he was carrying, but rather two didgeridoos, which I think anyone who's ever heard a didgeridoo will agree are equally harmful.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Michael Jordan was recently spotted in a San Diego nightclub drinking $4,000 a glass tequila. I didn't even know you could spend $4,000 on a glass of tequila. Like, on a good night, I bet Michael Jordan could have a $50,000 barf. Which, for the record, would make a great name for a punk band. And hey, New York Magazine has a pretty powerful cover this month. All 35 of Bill Cosby's alleged rape victims. Cosby Show writer Sammy Mays is quoted as saying, "When I see Jell-O pudding, it comes flooding back." And it's something you might not think of, but indeed a terrible reminder for victims. That said, it's not like Jell-O had such a great rap before. Usually you taste Jell-O, that means you survived what just happened and managed to make it to a hospital. And Bryan Adams is trying to get answers after deplaning from an Air Canada flight to find his guitar was covered in black marker scribbles. I don't know about you, I find that a little hard to believe. An Air Canada passenger arriving at the same destination as their baggage? Celebrities, am I right? And hey, the Boy Scouts of America have finally ended their ban on gay scout leaders. And I'm thinking the higher-ups in the organization who are just pretending to be straight can finally stop their campaign for a checking out dude's butts merit badge. Yeah, you could just be you now.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Would you consider yourself a person of average weight? Now, while that seems all well and good, 6 out of 10 adults in our province are either overweight or obese. Almost 4% higher than the national average. So, I mean, while we may not be as skinny as Ontario, I guess the good news is, pizza. Pizza is the good news. Kind of made me wonder, though, who do you think is the fattest province in Canada? Looked it up, Newfoundland and Labrador. And by a large margin, Quebec is the skinniest. And hey, remember those massive snowstorms in Buffalo last winter? It's probably the farthest thing from your mind right now, given how warm our summer's been. Well, believe it or not, that city has 2 10-foot-high snow piles that are still melting. We're almost into August. And hey, the future is here. A company in England has released a line of fart-absorbing underwear. The smell, not the sound. The undies work by filtering the odor through its patented Zorflex carbon panel. The name kind of mystified me, Zorflex? Like, what, was Fart Guard taken? Not the weirdest part about their name, though. The company is actually called Shreddies. Yeah, like the breakfast cereal. Kind of curious how Nabisco feels about sharing one of its brand names with a farty underwear company.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
31st of July, it was on this date in 1893, shredded wheat cereal was invented. Ever notice how it's becoming harder and harder to be classified as an inventor? 1893, you take wheat and shred it? Hey, you're an inventor. You revolutionized the world of cereal. Compare that to today, you try and think of a cereal that hasn't been invented and will still be around in 122 years? Good luck. And recent stats show that we are wasting 46 minutes a day on Facebook. 46 minutes, checking out what your ex is up to, reading status updates that are essentially weird pet eulogies. Then, of course, there's those posts from that one lady who was always posting about how she left work because staring at a computer screen all day gave her a migraine. Then she went home to Facebook about it and just doesn't see the irony in it. And Walter Palmer, the Minnesota dentist who killed Cecil the Lion, has an even darker past than you may have imagined. Turns out he faced charges of sexual harassment back in 2009 after being accused of groping an employee and then firing her in retaliation for reporting the incident. It was settled out of court. Is it just me, or does this guy need a star on the Douchebag Walk of Fame?
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Minnesota police are still camped out outside lion killer Warren Palmer's house. I could be wrong, but I think most of us were heartbroken when we heard about the senseless death of Cecil the Lion. Think about this, though. A University of Cincinnati police officer was indicted last week for shooting an unarmed black man during a traffic stop. He pulled him over for not having a front license plate on his car, then shot him in the head. Yeah, that also happened last week. Are we still talking about a lion, really? And on a lighter note, there is an internet debate going on about whether or not a hot dog qualifies as a sandwich. A former Pennsylvania mayor has weighed in, stating that a hot dog is a sandwich when you really think about it. It's bread, it's meat, it's toppings. Now, while I partially agree, where do you draw the line? I mean, a hamburger is a sandwich, right? Bread, meat, bread. But when you start getting into different kinds of bread, pie crust is really kind of like bread. It's yeast-free bread, but it's bread. So is a pie a sandwich? I think most would agree it isn't. And NFL, the Patriots had their first practice of the season last week. And just as Tom Brady was throwing spirals, a plane flew overhead with a banner that read, "Cheaters look up." As you can imagine, it was paid for by Jets fans.
The Lane Mitchell, Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.